I'm now with Callie and Helen, who are also members of the Rutland Open Water Performance Swim Club, which is run
Snappy.
By Inspire to Try in Mary Hardwick. You've both completed 4 kilometre swims today. You've now got a hot drink, warming back up. How were the conditions for your swim today?
First half was really nice, wasn't it? And going out was really quite calm and nice, and
you got smooth.
Yeah, apart from the mass water start, which is always a bit of arms and legs everywhere, that was quite nice, wasn't it?
But then coming back, it was a little bit choppy. Not too bad, but a little bit choppy and very weedy. So close to the edge, I thought, oh, I'm too close to the edge here, as I was trying to pull myself along on the weeds. But it was a fantastic experience. First time in Rutland for us doing a cross and back. It was brilliant, really well organised, superb event, fantastic.
So when you come to your weekly swim sessions, whereabouts do you swim?
We're in the creek.
Okay.
So where we're sat now, which we're near the Rutland Bell.
It's near the water park.
The water park. That's where we stay in the creek area generally.
A little bit more protected maybe than
It is
out
quieter.
There.
So being able to get out into the lake and maybe take a second on the way out just to stop and admire the view is pretty incredible, pretty special.
Were you swimming against the clock today, or was it more just a sense of, I want to get to, you know, the 4 kilometres of the
I've never done 4K before. That's my longest swim, so absolutely not on the clock, and I'm not a fast swimmer. I'm trying to get better with Mary in the club and try and get more efficient, but I'm steady.
Yeah.
So no clock for me.
Same for me, just wanted to enjoy it. I'm a former ultra runner whose knees have given up, so this is just a perfect replacement for that. It was just getting out there and enjoying it.
And what's the benefits to you guys of, you know, open water swimming no matter the weather? Because I'm sure you're here, rain or shine, today we've had ideal weather, but what's it that you love about the community or what you're doing?
That's a great question. At 5 a.m. this morning, I asked myself the same thing. It's getting out. It's the people, isn't it?
It's the community.
Enjoying it, getting out, doing something, and then the people.
And it's
always the people.
Time out from the daily stresses as well. So both got quite stressful jobs at times. So being able to put that out of your mind when you're in the water, getting used to the cold or the distance, it just gives your mind a break.
Because when we start the club sessions in May, it's about 11 degrees in the water.
Hello. We are joined by someone else.
Joined by Vivian. Vivian.
She's also a member of the club. We're on Rutland and Stamford Sound Radio talking about the swim. How did you find it?
It was a really nice swim. It was a beautiful morning. Weather was nice. Not too hot, not too cold. The water was lovely. Got a bit of chop on the way back. Kept getting swept into the weeds over by Hambleton. I had to fight those off several times. So... at one point I had to stop because I was absolutely covered in weeds. Really pulling them off.
Vivian's a special kind of swimmer because she doesn't wear a wetsuit. She swims in with cold skins. So, just the swimming costume. Incredible.
No, I've got the built-in wetsuit. That's what I say.
But when we start in May and it's 11 degrees, you're in skins then, aren't you? She's in skins, like, right from the start.
Very brave.
11, I have my gloves on, my boots on, my full wetsuit.
I think I'd have a bobble hat as well.
You can wear two hats. Okay. Yeah, you wear a hat under a hat.
Maybe this is the way to get me into the water. So you've all done 4 kilometres today.
Yes. That's correct.
Is your goal ever to complete the 8 kilometres, maybe next year or further
in the future? I'm not fast
enough
for that.
No, for me, I mean, I've done more than 4 kilometres anyway. I mean, I've done Coniston, I've done Ullswater, and Ullswater's 12.5 kilometres. But the difference with that for me is that you're going from one end to the other.
That's what you just said.
Doing the 4K, going there and back, it's two different kind of swims, if you like. But I think for me, doing the 8K, going up and down, and then turning around, going up and down again, are kind of...
It's more of a mental challenge.
I think, so for me, it'd be too much of a mental challenge, I think. It's not the distance. As I say, Ullswater is 12.5 kilometres, so it's just that mental thing.
And it's lovely to meet some local people today, because everybody that I've stopped to chat to have travelled miles to be here. I spoke earlier to the organiser and he said there's people from the tip of Scotland to all the way down from Cornwall who have travelled here today. So it's fantastic that our local area has played host to such an event.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I went on the Rutland Bell today and getting off by the Normanton Church, I realised what.
Beautiful.
I hope that lots of these swimmers come back and visit, go cycling, or you know, visit Normanton Church.
I think they will.
We're incredibly lucky to have this.
I was saying to someone else, although we obviously the club is here and in the creek here, we don't get to swim out like that any other time. You can't swim across the lake at any moment and just get in and go and swim it. So
I think the furthest we swam was out to the tower.
So we did
a tower swim last year. We haven't done one this year. And then we've done round the creek and out to the monument.
Well, thank you so much. And it's been lovely to have you on air today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.